Welcome to the Wedding Planning Tips podcast. I'm Kiana Schlenker, and joining us today is Sarah Lynn Jensen. She's the owner of The Avenues, a wedding venue in Rexburg, Idaho. So we're super excited to hear from Sarah Lynn and just gain some insight into the wedding planning process. And then those brides listening that are debating hiring a wedding planner, hopefully this will give you a little bit of insight into that.
So a few years ago, my husband had this crazy idea that our family should open up a wedding venue. And basically, his idea came from the fact that I would love to style everybody's wedding that I learned about. I would just be offering all the time to style weddings. And I did that for about 10 years and just loved it so much as a hobby. And so my husband thought that we should turn it into a business. And so it's a great way for me to get kind of like my, all of my creative juices going. And it's a great way for me to get my kids to learn how to work. So kind of a joint venture there.
I think a lot of brides kind of debate back and forth if they want a wedding planner or if they want to do their own wedding. So what would you kind of say the advice that you give people when they're trying to just make that decision?
I think that putting money towards a wedding planner is like the best money you can spend. A lot of people feel like, oh, it's not in my budget, or I don't think I can do that. To me, it's not so much about like being able to afford it. Like if you can't afford to get a wedding planner, then maybe reach out to a friend or find somebody that's willing to take on that role, because I feel like a bride should never double as the wedding planner, just because there's so much beauty in planning a wedding from the bride's perspective. But if you start to take on all of those extra burdens, then it kind of takes away from some of the magic that you feel when you're getting ready to get married. So I'm not so much pushing like you have to put up tons of money for it, but I think just getting somebody to take that role and to take some of that burden away from you is definitely an important idea.
Super helpful. Yes, yeah. Definitely. So what do you say as a wedding planner, what is kind of your goal in the planning process?
My end goal is to help brides and their families to feel like they're a guest at their own wedding. That's basically in a nutshell. I want people to walk into their wedding completely stress-free and to be like, oh my goodness, everything's perfect. That to me is like exactly the end result that I want in every wedding that I plan. Because like I said before, you know, if you're taking the stress, if you're internalizing the stress and like worrying about all the details, then you're not going to enjoy the most important day of your life. So yeah,
that's perfect. So would you say there's probably a lot of conflict in different things when people are trying to make decisions, depending on like what the family wants, what the moms want, different things like that. So how do you kind of come in and handle when people are trying to decide between different things?
Yeah, that's a super good question. I have jokingly like told my husband that I feel like sometimes my job is like almost like a counselor or a mediator.
Yeah.
Because again, I really feel like those conflicts that happen, I mean, it's so normal to have conflicts because this is the most important event that you've ever planned, you know, up to that point in your life. And so people are going to have strong opinions. And a lot of times when you're dealing with two totally separate families with different ideals and different backgrounds, you're going to have some conflict. So what I've tried to do in the past is basically look at all the different angles of like what people are feeling, because everybody has a super valid opinion about things and they're feeling something for a reason. There's a reason why they have the opinion that they have. And so I just try to take into consideration all the different opinions. And then I try to use the background that I have to like kind of guide them with something that I think would be kind of a neutral ground to all the things that they are proposing that might not seem to agree with each other. And, you know, sometimes you'll find a lot of conflict. Other times there's not so much conflict. But I've always told myself that if I can absorb some of the stress of that day and take it away from somebody else, then that could maybe like save our relationship. That's way more important than like, I don't mind if I kind of take a little bit of a beating,
Like
if
be somebody, the bad guy,
right. If it can kind of save somebody's like, you know, relationship with their in-laws or whatever tension might kind of be there. So if I can go in and sort of smooth things out and make everybody feel good, then I feel like, I've done, you know, something that they, you know, hope that I would be able to achieve.
So. Definitely. Perfect. Yeah. Awesome. So I think another main focal point kind of the day is the food.
Right.
So how would you say, what are kind of some budget friendly, I guess, options or things that people can do when they want to feed a lot of people?
I feel like in this area, there's not so much a push to like be super fancy with the food, mm-hmm. which I think is lucky because I know in other parts of the country, when I'm planning weddings for people that are from out of state,
yeah.
they'll say, well, where we come from, you know, we always serve like a 4-course fancy meal dinner, or whatever. Yeah. And so luckily I feel like in this region, that's not an expectation that people mm-hmm. have. So I feel like you can just get super creative with your food. Like if your budget's low, you can do so much homemade stuff. You can mm-hmm. make stuff in advance and freeze it. You can have, you know, you can have people each do like a little part so nobody feels too burdened and just bring it together. Or there's quite a few catering options locally that really are budget friendly. So I feel like the food part of it doesn't have to be a stress mm-hmm. at all. There's just a lot of options that you can look at, you know, for that. And I've really liked using BYU Idaho Catering.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because they do such a good job. The quality is high and it's really beautiful too. Mm-hmm. And so I've actually exclusively used them when we do our dessert bar, and I love it because I don't have to prepare anything.
Yeah,
I'm just like making a call
yeah,
and picking
perfect.
It up
yeah.
and then it's all ready to go. So that's been really nice for me.
So what does their dessert bar include? Like what different things?
I try to do a high concentration of desserts that everybody likes, kind of like the no-brainer desserts.
Okay.
So they're gourmet fudge brownies. Everybody likes those. And then the poppy seed, the lemon poppy seed bar.
Okay.
Everybody likes those.
Yeah.
So those are kind of like the two that I do the highest concentration. And then I do a smaller number of like the more specialty desserts. Like I actually just barely got the fruit pizzas
Ooh,
for the first time.
Yeah.
They are so cute. Like I just couldn't even believe they're like a little work of art. They're like 2 inches around, and then they have like a strawberry and a blueberry and like this whipped cream.
Oh my goodness,
and I'm like,
those are so cute.
Oh my goodness. I was like, I love you. So yeah, they've got quite a good variety. And I, like I said, I just do like a high concentration of the ones that everybody loves. And then I get like sprinkle on like mm-hmm. some of the more specialty ones just in case like, you know, not as many people choose that, but just to get a good enough variety. Mm-hmm. I usually get like 5 or 6 varieties minimum.
Okay.
And yeah.
Yeah, so you want a lot for the guests to choose from. And
yeah,
things like
right.
that. Okay, perfect. So with the cake, are there any kind of design tips you have or different things that you recommend, things that you've seen gone wrong?
I think the main thing with a cake is just communicate really well with whoever's doing your cake.
Mm-hmm.
I the only problems I've run into is that sometimes the cake person doesn't, like they need florals to go on it, but that wasn't communicated with us. And so sometimes we just make a habit of asking like, do you need florals for your cake? Because sometimes you can have the most exquisite cake,
mm-hmm.
but if they style it in a way that doesn't go with the style that we have, then that can kind of be like just sad because it takes away a little bit from the beauty of their cake if it doesn't really match. And so a lot of times we try to coordinate
yeah.
with, you know, the cake decorator so that we make sure that everything flows.
Matches. Yeah.
I have loved all the cakes that come in.
Really?
Like, I'm like,
so
okay,
fun.
Not only is it so beautiful, but I absolutely know that what's inside is going to like,
it's going to be so good.
Natural. Yeah.
That's awesome. Love it. So kind of cool. Do you recommend brides pick kind of a theme or a style before? Like what is the first steps?
Thankfully, like with the advent of Pinterest, I feel mm-hmm. like weddings are so much easier to style than they ever have been. In the past, I used to ask brides like, pick a one word for what you want your wedding to look like. Do you want it to be elegant? Do you want it to be whimsical? Do you want it to be, you know, and just kind of have them see if they can put it into words. And that can be kind of hard for some brides. Like
mm-hmm.
sometimes they don't actually know how to describe the look they want, but as soon as they see a picture of it, they're like, that's just
what
I want.
This is what I want.
So I feel like Pinterest has just completely changed the wedding industry 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Like from the first weddings that I've done till now, it's just completely day and night difference. And brides can choose basically exactly the look that they want from like the centerpiece to the backdrop to like what's happening on the entry table. And so when we do our style consults, I tell brides I need 5 to 10 highly relevant photos. And then we just pick apart each photo. Like, what do you like in this picture? Do you like the centerpiece? Do you like you know, the runner? Do you like the chair? Like, what? Why did you choose this one? And we go through each one and just pick it apart. And then, you know, we're building a style. And sometimes you get a bride where, you know, they'll kind of have like a little bit of a style mismatch. Like some of the photos aren't like exactly the same style. But then I just try to say, okay, tell me the elements about this that you love the most. And then I just try to pull in like other elements that mm-hmm. I know are going to come.
That are going to match.
Yeah, that are going to go well with it. And so we can kind of lead them to one final look that's a little bit more
cohesive with mm-hmm. everything.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, that is the end of our podcast. Thank you so much, Sarah Lynn, for joining us and for all those brides out there for listening. Coming up next week, we will be interviewing a future bride about how her wedding planning is going. So listen up for next week's.